stay up the rest of my life. Although I'm just a little piece in this perpetual fight, I know I'm part of something greater, so I gotta make it count. That's what put us at the top, that's why we are still around. Lot of years gone to waste, searching for my place, cause they don't teach you the importance of your nation and race. In fact, they try hard to suffocate that spark. Our whole education is aimed at keeping us in the dark, but that only fueled our quest for a purpose. And soon you see our true nature shoot back to the surface. And we are very aware of who did what, who tried to taint our souls, contaminated our blood, replaced all our role models with degenerate idols, filled our history books with slanderous labels. So we no longer care about our people's survival, but the bonds are too strong, we'll forever be tribal. But for a long time now, she's been going through hell. Her childhood's lost, cause mommy and daddy divorced after years of fighting, yelling, slamming doors. Mom's with a new man, dad's hooked to the bottle, so she turned to older kids for a positive model. The school, but her school was always handing out flyers. They would clean the community, hike and camp around fires. They said the country's run by traitors and liars, who want to genocide our race because they despise us. But our generation ain't falling for YOLO, resurrecting our folk ways, heroes and logos. So she about to join us and oppose the system, cause she could see her future in those old traditions. They can shoot us, kill us, have us thrown in prison, but they'll never stop national socialism. It's in our blood. Bloodshed and pain between the people. Who's the evil that is really to blame? Who loads us while we toil? Moves with all the spoil. Isn't rooted in the soil. Say his name and he recoils. Through us flows the most divine blood of men, so they wanna drag us down into the mud with them. But you won't turn us all into whores and faggots. In fact, every inch you push us, we grow more fanatic.
We are.